Then, disaster soon came. Edgar Evans had a terrible disease and died after a bad fall. The next to go was Captain Oates, who was having great difficulty walking. Scott recorded his death. He said, "I'm just going outside, and I may be some time." We knew that poor Oates was walking to his death, but though we tried to stop him, we knew that it was the act of a brave man and an English gentleman. We all hope to meet the end with a similar spirit, and certainly the end is not far. Scott and two of his team members carried on and got within 11 miles of one of their food bases, but then a terrible storm started and they could not leave their tent. Scott spent some of his last hours writing. He wrote a letter full of sadness to his wife, Kathleen. "I could tell you lots and lots about this journey, what stories you would have for the boy, but what a price to pay." Scott's diary also told the story of their end. "We're getting weaker and weaker, and the end can't be far. It seems a pity, but I do not think I can write more." The news of Scott's death shocked the world. He had failed to win the race to the pole, but the extraordinary courage shown by Captain Scott and his men made them into heroes